All right, Kufnun Zayin. Kufnun Zayin, we go from the cold shower into the hot bath. Kufnun Zayin is a very heavy simen. Al-Eza Aveiris Yehorek Val Yavar. Now, it's every Jew knows that, every from Jew knows that there are three Aveiris, Kili Arayish, V'chastamim, and Avaydazara, that are Yehorek Val Yavar, that a person has to give his life rather than to be Ivar. Taisa Sheet is, there's a fourth. Which one's that? Bam Tech Aveir Barabim. Taisa Shita is, there's a fourth, there's a Malbnech Aver Barabim, and there's a Rashi Shita. Rashi holds a fourth. Rashi Shita is that Geneva is Yehorek Val Yavar. Rashi, above a Kamad of Samach, the Gemara there brings a Maisa that David HaMelech was going to battle, and the enemy, whichever nation it was, I don't recall, they were hiding in silos, and they were in Eretz Yisrael. And David was running, was the Plishtim there? And the Plishtim were hiding in silos. So to go with soldiers and get them out is a sakana. So David had this plan to burn down the entire silo with them inside. And that way it'll save sakana. So he said to go to the Sanhedrin and ask a shaila. If it's mutter to burn down the silo in order to protect the lives of the Yidden. And the answer came back that it's Aser. Avalato, Melech Ato, Melech Pirates Geder. You're a king has certain rights. But the Gemara says it's Aser, and Rashi says it's Aser because Geneva is Aser. Now Taisus argues. Taisus says, Geneva is Yehorek Val Yavar, no such thing. David was not asking if it's Mutter. It certainly was Mutter. David was asking whether it's necessary to make restitution to the owners of the Hamatzel Nashay B'mom Echaveroi, whether he has to pay back the person. Let's say somebody's in Sakana, a guy's running after him, and he defends himself by breaking someone else's things. Hamatzel Nashay B'mom Echaveroi. So David was asking whether you have to pay back, and you don't have to pay back. So he told him you have to pay back. Avalato, Melech Ato, Melech Peretz Geder, Melech can do it. So that's Taisa's sheet. There's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion's tshuva sefer in a mental block. Mental block. That's what it is. What? No, the Aruch Haner is tshuva sefer. I'm sorry. Binyan Tzion. So I say Kofayim. Oh, Simon Kofayim. Okay. Binyan Tzion. I have a mental block against the name Binyan Tzion. I know it's Beis, because yeshiva, I go over to get it from the Tshuva Svarim, I always go to the Beis box, it's alphabetical. But anyway, he has a Tshuva Kofayim, and he says, Geneva is Yehorek Val Yavar, according to Rashi, that's what he says. And he entertains the possibility to Paskin that way too. But, okay. What? That's what Rashi seems to say. What's with all the Gemaras that say, what's with Shulchan Aruch? Not like Rashi. What? Taisus is good. It's a problem with Taisus. Alright. Taisus says, according to Taisus, they told him, Ato Melech, Ato, and the Melech doesn't have to pay back. I think the problem is that the Rambam says that when a Melech, his pirates get there, that he pays back from the Momen HaKahal. I think it's a Rambam. It's certainly a Rishonim who say it. So that's a problem with Taisus Shita, which is much like Rashi.
But
according to Rashi, you're not allowed to steal. According to Rashi, you're not allowed to steal. It's not part of Shulchan Aruch. Kol Aver Shabbatayruch Chuzav Yitzchom Gidol Shchis Adamim. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Rashi Shita. I'm just mentioning Rashi Shita as certainly a Musar in Zahirus and Geneva. Binyan Tzion is matzik that was Rashi's kavana. To try to understand what's Rashi's kavana.
How can we explain
that Hashem
has to worry about
Rashi's kavana?
What does that do?
It makes that the punishment is not... there's no punishment. It's lava nita klase. The aver is not aver. It's still need tshuva for the aver. There's Yesaidus Dika Shail and Dine Pekoch Nefashis. It's a little confusing. What is sort of the default setting in the Torah? The Torah is Pshat, I would think everything's Yehorek Val Yavar. God said don't do it. and the Torah is mechadish the chay bohem, that they are mitzvahs v'chay bohem. So therefore, mitzvahs are yavaval yaharig, except for three. Or no, shad is the default setting would be no. You don't have to get killed for the mitzvahs ha-tayrah. Mutush yishmer Shabbos achas, so you should keep other Shabbos. Yichal Shabbos achas, so you should keep others. There are three mitzvahs where the Torah is mechadish b'chol nafshecha. I feel like those nafshecha. There's such a clear as to what, which is the chiddush. The chiddush is v'chay bohem, or the chiddush is the other way.
According to the second way, why does it need to say
v'chay bohem? Okay, why do you need v'chay bohem? Maybe to make it a chiyuv. I think it's a shiur.
Oh,
so they bring the shaila by Ben Noach. The Gemara is in Ibayim, both in Sanhedrin. If Ben Noach is Yehareg Valyavar, so they say Nafkamina Lagoy. What's it totally in? It's totally in the lomdis of an oinus. If someone is ma'anis somebody, he points a gun at him, and he says, eat treifus. So the person wants to eat treifus. So what is the pshat? Is the pshat that you could learn that oinus, he did it, but he had a good excuse for doing it. He did the itakadina aveira, but he had an excuse for doing it. Or Yushami has a lashon unsa kamanda lo yavid, that if someone does something but oinus, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. Someone else did it with his body. Someone else. Maybe hutra d'chuyu b'tali. Well, certainly it's hutra. The second side of it's hutra d'chuyu could still be a klar. But there's such an expression of unsa kamanda lo yavid, that if somebody does something but oinus, it's as if he never did it before, and you don't have to do tshuva on it. You probably don't have to do tshuva on either side, but lemaisa, it's not an aveira at all. So there's a taisvis in Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara there says if someone has a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, he has to be mishachar him. Why? Because l'sayu bara l'shavis yitzar. That's what it says. He can't marry a shifcha because he's a chatzi ben chayrin. He can't marry a Yisraelis, he's a chatzi eved. So he can't marry anybody. So l'sayu bara l'shavis yitzara, so you're obligated to free him. The taisvis says, why doesn't he bring puru ravu? Puru ravu is a mitzvah d'oraisa. You should bring them into their eyes. Where are you bringing a pasuk from Kehelas? Kehelas, right? My sober Rosh Hashanah. Where is it? What? Yeshayo. I apologize. So the pasuk is Yeshayo. Why are you bringing a pasuk Yeshayo? You should bring the mitzvah their eyes to Puru Ravu. So Taisus answers that in Puru Ravu he's an Inus. What does it mean he's an Inus? It sounds like Taisus holds that he's Bechal not in the Gedra Achiev. It's not pshat that if you learn pshat in oinus is that you're doing an aveira, but you have a good excuse. So what's a teretz? The Gemara should say puru ravu. Sounds from Tosis that Tosis holds that an oinus is command alay ovid. It's like a woman's not mechuyev in puru ravu. Someone who is a chatiyah chazir mishil chayrin, he's an oinus. He's not mechuyev.
So
it's a good question. What's pshat al cheshul of nechav beis baratzin? It's a good question, but. Yeah. Does the tshuva, he says. Okay. So that would seem to be consistent with the shita. They bring a raya, Rashi holds differently. There's a Rashi, Psachim, in the Sugya of Mesiris Nefesh, on the Chafei probably. Rashi there says, Bezal Lashon, Torah Docha, Mibnei Chibas Nafshi Shel Yisrael. So the Torah allows a person to be over and not be killed, b'mnei chibas nafshi shel Yisrael, because of the avas hanefesh, the Torah is an ava for Yid. Sounds like from Rashi that it's an avera. Chibas nafshi shel Yisrael, so the Torah allowed a person. So they bring, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky has a very nice tikkun Torah in Sanhedrin, I guess, on this shaila, and he makes a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos based on this Tosfos, this Rashi. If oinus is command alay avin, or if oinus is just a good excuse, a good way out. So that's a clear in the reasons for Yehareg Valyavar. Okay, let's see. I think you only have in your copies the very first two lines of Kufnun Zayin. So let's learn the two lines you have, and we'll have to get David Shur. You have the whole Kufnun Zayin? Oh, so we can stay here for a few hours.
somebody's honest to you, that he's putting his will on you.
That's his question.
The other is
if somebody is. Yeah, I'm talking when someone forces the case of this.
There's another thing.
If it's Barav Mark, it's Hashem. So we're going to get to that. If you tell a person so before we get to Yahar Val Yavar, let's talk about Yavar Valo Yehareg. The halacha is that if a person is told that something is a sakana for him, so he's not allowed to fast on Yom Kippur if the doctor said it's a sakana. That's what it says here. There's a tshuva in the Michas Yitzchak. There was a man who had a heart condition, and the doctor told him not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If you go to shul, let somebody else blow. And he ignored the doctor's advice, and he was the tekeya on Rosh Hashanah. Apparently, he survived it, but he did shalai kedin. So the Michas Yitzchak they came to Dayan Weiss and they asked him if it's a mitzvah bav averin. Maybe they have to blow again. And if they have to blow again, should they make a bracha? Is it a safik or is it a vadai? That's a mitzvah bav avera. So this is brought in the Chelek Dal of Michel. He brings Tshuvas Maria Asad and Maram Shik, who have identical tshuva, about a man who the doctor told him that eating matzah umarar is a sakana for him. And he was going to eat the matzah umarar anyway. So they both write that if you insist on eating it, you shouldn't make a bracha. It's a bracha levatala. And the other people that are at the Seder shouldn't answer amen to the bracha, because it's a bracha levatala. You don't answer amen to a bracha levatala. So he brings this as a raya that they use the lashon mitzvah bav avera, and they say that he says that you're not yaitza with it. Yeah. Says Mischai Harizeb Mischai Benafsha. I think the Ram says it. If Yavar V'lo Yaharig, you mean?
Yeah.
So it's Aser. Yeah. Okay. Nachi Nami. What you're saying, the Rambam is in Shach Aleph on the next page. I don't want to trouble you to turn pages, but Habach Pasaka Rambam, the Chol Mishadine Lavar V'al Yehareg. V'nerag v'lo yavar harizem eschayi b'nafshay. See? Once he's dead, it's too late. Yeah, I understand. Chedasa b'siyaisiv, chedasa Rambam. The Rosh argues. What? It's a machlekes to Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh holds that it's a reshus. In a case of Kiddush Hashem, the Rosh holds it's a reshus. That's clear. The Rosh says for Kiddush Hashem you're allowed to do it, and it's mutter, and the Rambam holds it's awesome. The question is whether the Rosh held that way by other mitzvahs, by other situations. Well, it's not. The doctor said it's akana. That's not Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is someone says I'll kill you if you don't do it. That's a question of Kiddush Hashem. But this is not a case of Kiddush Hashem.
But I was giving the example last week, I think, of the Rav that fasted for 6 years against the advice of his doctor, and it sounded like he did right.
I don't know if he did limud tzchus. I mentioned Shubas Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer is malam tzchus based on this rush. Okay. All right. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is a little confusing. The Gemara is on Chafal Famed Aleph. The Gemara says, I think Reb Nachman was fasting Yom Kippur, and Ba Echad Mimarava. So Yom Kippur is already in the afternoon, they're fasting a whole day. Someone came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he said, tomorrow is Yom Kippur. They were Chutzlaris, they assumed El is always Chaser. So they were fasting, assuming El is Chaser. So nope, this Yel was Malay, tomorrow is Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Mehechanata. He asked him, where do you come from? Midamaharia. I come from a place called Maharia. So he says, Dimaharia, Dalad Mem, Haria. So he says, Dom Teach Risai. So what you did, Dom Teach Risai, Alzenema Kalam Hoyerate Feinu. He said, people are going to die. They're going to fast 2 days. They're going to come to Day Sakon.
That's what
the Gemara says. Apparently, it was maybe too late to eat that day, or maybe Erech was not Nem on the Kula, only the Chumra. But the Gemara brings another Maisa where he asked him, did you hear it from Bezdin? He said, no. He said, so you're not Nem. But in this Gemara, it says that. So the Kasha is that if it's Sakon, why are they fasting? Damte Achrisai, so why are they fasting a second day Yom Kippur? It's not Sakana. So what's he telling him? Damte Achrisai. So what's he telling him? Damte Achrisai. Some people are going to do it, and they're going to underestimate their ability. All right. The Miches Yitzchak talks about this Gemara. He talks about whether by suffix Sakana you're allowed to be mad.
In Japan,
they fasted 2 days. The Gemara says if somebody says that he's not going to eat and drink for 3 days, it's a Shua Shabbat. 2 days is not a Shua Shabbat. So anyway, the Miches Yitzchak is Mesupik. If a doctor says a Vade Sakana, what's Vade Sakana? He says Vade going to die. So there's no Shiloh. His Suffolk is, if you have a case of Suffolk Sakana, on the one hand, you could say if someone goes into the stress Suffolk Sakana, it's a Vade Yisr. The fact that he lived doesn't make him butter. It's also to go into a Suffolk Sakana. On the other hand, he brings from this Gemara, it's Mashma, that by Sveikis, you're allowed to go into Sveikis. Yom Kippur's Nayar Val Yavar. So this is the Miches Yitzchak Suffolk, if they should make a bracha. He says the Yizrach should blow again. Well, they should make a new bracha, or there's a Tzadei Wayaitza. He's Mesupik by Suffolk Sakana, if someone does it, whether it's mutter or not. Right. Why should it's not a mitzvah of Avera? By Shechita B'Shabbos. And the Miches Chinuch is the kasha. Right, we're saying if you blow shofar b'isser, it's a mitzvah of Avera, you're not yotzei a mitzvah, just like a lulav hagazel. What? Okay, so I'm telling you the kasha the other way. The Mishnah says Hashecha b'Shabbos, al pishem is chayv v'nafshei shetasik sheira. So Miches Chinuch asks, why shetasik sheira in Mila in mitzvah beis? I think the way I remember, he says Taisus says you only say mitzvah b'av avera if the mitzvah contributed to the avera. If there would be no mitzvah, that it wouldn't be the ma'isa mitzvah made in avera. In other words, if I'm making it ois mitzvah, you're fixing the avera. He says, by shechita, even if there's no shechita, misakin waits alayvim menachai. It's still a misakin because it's always alayvim menachai. So making it into an aveira doesn't help to, making it ois mitzvah doesn't help the aveira. So he says, from the Marit, I think, that you don't see mitzvah b'aveira in such a case. I don't know if I'm saying the whole thing correctly. But he goes with such a mahalach. What? I think. Shofar was an aveira anyway. Avlo shofar sakana. So, oh, you mean so it doesn't change it? Oh, it doesn't change it. You're right.
Yeah.
So I don't know where. Well, he wasn't allowed to blow. He was not allowed to blow. The doctor told him sakana. The doctor told him that doesn't make it mutter. He put his life in danger by blowing. Okay. So that's his question. If Suffolk Sakana is also. You know what? I'm confused. The Miches Chinuch says about Kol Rachmona Damar Sarvi Yavid Lai Mahani. But Kol Milsa Damar Rachmona Sarvi Yavid Lai Mahani, he brings the Marit. That's only if the Lai Mahani is Misak in the Avera. Makes it Reis Avera. He doesn't say it about Misal Bab Avera. He says it about Kol Milsa. Mitzvah Bab Avera, I have to remember what he says. But okay. Okay, at any rate, I guess we'll come back to Yehar Val Yavar Mitzvah next week. No one should have these shilas this week.